Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's a girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. I know y'all not used to me being on a Wednesday afternoon, but hey, things happen. We had to make a change, but you know, it's all good. I'm here. Want to say thank you to my supporters as my platform continue to build. And I want to say thank you to all of my independent artists who've been sending me their clean version of the MP3 submissions to Open Talk 2, because I have been giving it a spin on other outlets. So thank you for that. And again, if you want to be interviewed, you have something to share, y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Always, I am open. And again, I'm looking for my female artists to play with the big boys. I want to do a rap battle. So y'all females, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. All right, y'all, tonight on this show, going to be having an interview with Anthony Adenacross. Y'all, he's referred as the Black Gypsy, so y'all definitely have to stay tuned for that. He got a lot of new jams. One of them that I really, really like is called Beware. He has After Ego, and he has a couple of other ones, so y'all love to check them out. Y'all, he is a cool dude, so y'all got to stay tuned for that. Now, I know everybody was tuned in Monday for our Love & Hip Hop reunion part 2. What did y'all think? Y'all weigh in. Y'all can call me right now live at 347-215-6288 and let me know what y'all think about it. All I could just say is Moniece. Moniece cut up, y'all. But I like her. She's a little firecracker. My little boy Fizz, you know, I just love him, y'all. He is, I wish his music get more out there because Omarion is popping. And you see, they did not come on the show. I think he's on tour, so hopefully that's all it is. So, I don't know. But, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, it's going to be on fire, y'all. The blogs are circulating that my baby daddy, Peter Gunn, has baby mama Tara pregnant. And I think she's like 5 or 6 months pregnant. I got to check that out. Can't wait to see Remy Ma cut up on here. Oh, this is going to be a good season. And I want to say congrats to Miss Mona Sky Young for her award the other night. You know, I love that lady, y'all. She is a true businesswoman. Y'all, I love her, this Love & Hip Hop empire. But I'm a little sad that my boy Sir Brock and Milan, they broke up. I think they broke up. I don't know. Hopefully it's just TV. Hopefully they got back together. But we don't know. We'll see. But all right, y'all, give y'all a blast from the past. You know, y'all love y'all blast from the past. And when I come back, gonna have the interview with Mr. Anthony Adenacross. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2.
All right. All right. Got blast from the past.
Thank you.
Delacroix. I done chopped up your name. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing good. No, you sounded
great. Oh, good. I got it.
I'm
going to
clap for you. That's me clapping.
Thank you. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Anthony? Tell us a little about your music and what inspired you to get into the music industry.
Well, I think music is life. Like, I hear music wherever I go. Like, you can hear it in the trees. You can hear it in people talking around you, like you can't avoid it. It's always there. But for myself, I look at the world and I see I wanna tell a particular story because I'm my own individual.
Mm-hmm.
My own particular story is that of a father, is that of a husband, is that of a son, is that of somebody who sees things going on in the world. And I hear a lot of people talking about those things,
mm-hmm.
But don't know how to put it, don't know how to get out there.
Right,
When I have the medium of music in my soul, which everybody has, but when I have it in the medium of my soul, I have the ability to share it and express it, whether that's, you know, a love song for my wife, whether that's a...
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, growing up, listening to people like Common, I was really big into that neo-soul, that conscious rapper, so
okay.
Common's, Talib Kweli, Mos Def, Black Thought. If you listen to their music, it's filled with either kind of like this love message or
mm-hmm.
this revolutionary take back your mind kind of mindset. Not in the sense just like more, not militant, but in the sense of like you have the responsibility to live your life and to take back your own mindset. You don't have to live according to everybody else's plan. You don't have to fit this cookie cutter mold
mm-hmm.
and create
create your own dish. You can create your own meal. So that's, I mean, getting into, I guess, the music industry, it's just a life passion. I've been writing since, I don't know, since I could start. Like, I started out writing poetry as, you know, as a young teenager, and just saw it as a way to express and build the things that were in my heart to say.
Okay.
And it just kind of progressed, you know, like I got a guitar when I was probably like 20.
Okay.
And it was a means, because I kind of got into trouble when I was younger, probably about 18.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and my girlfriend at the time, they got me this guitar, and they were like, we want you to stay away from those influences that are causing you to get in trouble. And so they gave me an opportunity to build my music beyond just that poetry, to start creating something that I saw in artists like a Lauryn Hill,
mm-hmm.
you know, Wyclef Jean, where they had this acoustic feel. They can go perform. They don't need a whole band. They don't need tracks. They can just bring a guitar and they can share their story with you.
So did you learn how to play on your own, or did you take classes, or you just always had that little knack about yourself that you can play?
Well, I mean, my mother, she was a musician, but like I never really saw her until I was probably like a teenager. So I would say like it was in me,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of have this I call it like a gypsy way of living. Like there's always a way for you to fuse somebody else's life into your own. So like as I would play, I would learn for myself. I would hear music. I would try to maybe mimic
mm-hmm.
they were doing. Like, okay, I hear those notes. It's not classically trained, but, and then I would just get involved with other people, like, oh, there's these musicians over here, like, why not play with them, learn something? There's always a chance for you to learn, always a chance to grow. So I would say partially I learned on my own, partially the other half would be just vibing off of other people and building with them as well.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, how did you come up with this song that we were listening to, Beware? How did you come up with that? I mean, like, what made you write it?
Looking at the world and seeing on. Like again, like I did have these influences of conscious rappers, but there was a time period where I listened to music that I'm trying to be nice. Okay, I call it elementary rap.
Okay.
Where it's you don't have to put a whole lot of thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be degrading to women, it could be degrading to your brothers, it could be degrading to the whole world around you. And I wanted to do something different than that. And as I started to build, I saw where that led me. I mean, it led me to doing jail time, it led my friends to doing prison time. And it maybe not everybody's case is like that, but I feel like it's almost like it's set up like a trap. Like, if we don't choose to get out of that trap, if we don't choose to move around and maneuver around it, I mean, it seems to be affecting a lot of our people, a lot of our younger generation, a lot of generation before us, as far as fathers, as far as men, not having a firm foundation to build upon. So, like this song, it's a challenge to hip-hop, it's a challenge to the world. Like, we've created, we're standing at, we've created something for our generation that and future generations that, you know, that they might not have certain things in this world or certain things that are beautiful in this world because we're destroying it for our greed, for our lust, for our desire for power. Like, it bothers me now that I have some children. It bothers me that I have to filter them so much on a art form that I love.
Right.
Yearly. Like, I have to be like, well, okay, you guys, that song might sound cool, the beat might get you, the melody might be nice,
mm-hmm.
the lyrics inside of that, they're going to cause you to live in a way that's going to destroy our people. Like, and it's not just, like, the first verse is dedicated to hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
In being that there's a closing line where I'm talking about I'm looking for the glow, like you peacocks can keep your tail feather. Like, you can go ahead and pretend like you're shiny. You can go ahead and give that false appearance like you're doing something great for the world, but you're not finding who you really are because
okay.
you're just showing this facade. You're living behind this mask.
Well, let me ask
you, other people,
since you're talking about hip-hop, what does hip-hop mean to you?
It's a culture. It's a way of living. I think at its root, it's here for us to learn how to express ourselves, how to be who we truly are, how to be this divine nature, this character full of life that has the ability to understand fully who they are. I think that it's about family. It's about community. It's about raising awareness. And it's about making a difference in the world. I grew up in like, I had friends that were B-boys, had friends that are MCs, had friends that are DJs, had friends that are graffiti artists. And, like, they're all very passionate about what they do. It's an art form. It may not be seen to some people that way, like a Leonardo da Vinci or a Eugene Delacroix.
Mm-hmm.
But our art form is something that comes from our heart just the same as Renaissance in Europe. It's, you know, we have the same Renaissance going on, just like Harlem Renaissance had this poetry and this arts growing, like we have our Renaissance today in the art form of emceeing, in hip hop, in tagging.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, for any artist, upcoming artist that's trying to get into the music industry, what words of wisdom would you share? But I also want to know, what current projects are you working on? I guess before you answer that, so are you working on anything new? Do you have any upcoming projects you're working on?
Besides the single, I'm going to be releasing an album in the beginning of next year. It's a 13-track project.
Ooh,
I've been working on it for probably about a year and a half.
Okay.
It's very socially aware. A lot of elevating thoughts, a lot of enlightening thoughts, a lot of love, a lot of like, let's take back our mindsets and our life and live how we're supposed to be. I'm also working on a song. It's about Syrian refugees with a media journalist who did some work over there with Al Jazeera and some different media sources, the UN. She was over there actually for like 8 years,
mm-hmm.
Doing schoolwork and immersing herself in the culture. And she brought back all this footage and stories and she, you know, we got together and talked about writing a song about it. So we've been in the studio working on that. That'll probably be in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So those are the two major projects. I think the Syrian one is really touched my heart deeply, just seeing the struggle. And it's not even Syrian, it's Mexican immigrants, it's even our people, as far as Africans in the plight that's going on and Black Lives Matter. And,
mm-hmm.
It's just all around the world. We need to, especially for our culture, we need to speak up and say something. If we're immersing, if we're as far as hip hop, I hear it in commercials, I see it in movies and trailers, like we're getting into the mainstream, and we're in the mainstream, but we also need to say things about what's going on in the world. So that was the project that I'm working on.
Okay.
What is my advice to artists?
For any upcoming artists, young, old, just breaking into the music industry, what words of wisdom would you share? You know, by you already being out there, you're a writer, you play the guitar. I mean, you know, because a lot of the young artists, they email me and they listen to y'all's interview and they use that as a word of motivation. So what would you say?
The first thing that comes to my mind is be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the second thing is allow yourself to be who you are.
Okay.
The persistence element is like you're going to have opportunity or you're going to have situations that you're put in where it might not be fully what you want it to be, or you might not get the views, or people might not come to your show at the beginning, and you'll start to doubt yourself, like, oh, wait, ain't nobody coming to my show, like, am I tripping, is this really a goal of mine, is this something that I want to do, and that's when you start to look at yourself, like, okay, like, this is my passion, this is what's in my heart to do, so then you have to be persistent, you have to take one step at a time, you got to keep moving, keep building, no matter what anybody else says, even if people are applauding you and you start getting those bigger crowds, you still got to keep moving, you still got to be in yourself, because when things start getting bigger, then you can start getting a big head,
right?
And you can fall off the path just the same as when you were just struggling, not nobody coming to your show. So you have to be persistent, keep moving. It's a lifelong journey. Your life is not over once you get a platinum record, or once you sell out, you know, Madison Square Garden or something. Like, you still got to keep pushing. You still got a message to share.
I I love
and
that.
And message is what comes from your heart.
I love that. That sounds so passionate and so good. I'm telling you, I am so glad you took the time to call the show today.
I'm glad that you would have me. And thank you for getting my name right.
Okay. Everyone, again, that was Anthony De La Cruz. Y'all got to check him out. He is definitely going to be on the scene. Y'all, I'm going to leave y'all with Beware, so don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
That was Mr. Anthony De La Cruz. That was the Black Gypsy Beware. You know what? I love his melody, y'all. I'm going to play another one of his songs at the end of the show. But I want to thank everyone for calling in. Got you a request. Again, my girls, if you want to play with the big boys, y'all got to hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com. Did get one brave female. Thank you, ma'am. And, again, any ideas, anything you want to share, hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com. And don't forget, the Houston Power Women Football, they are gearing up for their 2016 season. So if you think you got what you got it, you want to get in it, you got what it takes to play, hit us up at www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. You know, this Saturday they're going to be having a spring training, so it's not too late. So y'all hit them up. All right, going to leave y'all with my boy, Mystical, Here I Go. Also got Outkast, Miss Jackson, and going to leave you with Anthony, one of Anthony's other songs. Y'all have a good week. See y'all next week. Peace. Not you.
table, turn the lights out. Better than my grandchild is a baby, not a pension. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. Yeah, I ain't no one to lay down. You wanna rip you up, start a custody war, my boy, you stay down. Never got a chance to hear my side of the story, but was divided. She had fish fries, took out for a child birthday, I invited, despite it. I sure heard the upload to protect when I fall through. All you, you would defend that lady when I call you.
I'm Irvin Jackson.
American hospital, sugar coated like diabetics, two inches being dancing and grinning, competitive in the crowd. finish.